Thank you. Oh, you okay? I think my bracelets assaulted him. Good morning. Let's see. God is so good. Well, today I'm going to speak about intimacy with God. In 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 19, it says, "Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God." Okay, I'm going to pray. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you are here with us and in us. And we need you. Help us right now to receive all that the Father has for us. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Well, first, I'd like to start off by telling you something that happened to me. It was several years ago, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and my heart was racing, my limbs were all weak, I felt like I was going to collapse, and so I went to the emergency room, and while I was there, they're running all these tests. My blood pressure was out the roof. My heart was just racing off the chart. And they're doing all these tests. And it was just kind of crazy because I didn't have issues like that. And the doctor kept leaning over and going, "Are you sure you're not feeling pressure in your chest?" You know, and I'm thinking, "Oh my gosh, am I having a heart attack?" You know, I mean, in my mind, it was just kind of like, "Woo!" I mean, if someone would have run in behind the doctor with those paddles and went, "Clear!" You know, that's kind of what it felt like, you know, in that moment. And so I just wanted to step away out of the room. So I asked them if I could go to the restroom. And they let me. So I went into the restroom and I shut the door. And I was just like, "God, what's going on?" And right then, I heard his voice. And he said, "Dee, are you ready to meet me face to face?" And it was one of those moments, you know, time stands still. My head, I didn't even have time to think about it or process that. Right out of my heart came the word no. And in that moment, I saw that even though I was busy doing good things, right? I was busy, that at some point I had allowed that busyness to take my time, my intimate time with God. I had walked away from him. And, you know, not too long ago, I heard Pastor David say from the pulpit, he said, "You know, God is not impressed with your busyness." And that was like, ouch, you know, but it's true. So what God had said to me in the hospital caused me to do two things. Number one, it caused me to wake up to where I was. You know, honestly, anybody in my life did not know that was going on in my heart, right? No one on my life, they just saw me doing good things, you know what I mean? Because your intimacy with God, it's private. You know, it's that secret place. But so it caused me to wake up. And then number two, it caused me to begin to purposefully, deliberately pursue him. And so when I came home from the hospital, I just, you know, if there's a desk full of stuff, it was like I went, you know, and just cleared it off and just, you know, sought him every way I knew how, which, you know, reading. I mean, I read my Bible before, you know what I mean? I had worship before, but this was different. I was pursuing him. I was seeking him. And so, you know, reading, worshiping, God loves it when we worship here together. Isn't it awesome? Don't you love to come to church on Sunday mornings in small groups where you're worshiping with people? I love it. And just the extra, you know. I went to a football game years ago. I saw the Redskins. And in that stadium, I can't tell you the electrical, you know, being with, you know, 40,000 people and raw, you know, that's what it's like here. When we come in and worship God together, it's woo, you know, but he wants that time that we worship him all on our own, you know, outside of here. So reading, worshiping, praying, and I was good about praying. I knew how to talk to God and submit my requests, but I wasn't good about listening. And I'll tell you a story. I had heard about soaking prayer then, and I was like, okay, yeah. Soaking prayer is when you set time aside deliberately, a certain time, you just go, you either lay down or sit down or whatever, and you just focus. You just rest to hear him. And so I was like, okay, I am going to do that. And so I was like, I'm going to set my timer. I'm going to go in my bedroom. Nobody bother me, you know, and set my timer for 30 minutes. I was going to do that for 30 minutes. And I put on a Superman cape thinking I was all heroic. And I took it off very quickly. But so for the first like 2 minutes, so I laid down. And then within 2 minutes, my mind, it was like you pulled a top. Zing! You know, all these thoughts. And, you know, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know. And one of the thoughts, of course, was, you're not hearing a thing. This is so stupid, you know. And I'm just being honest with you. And so I realized I wouldn't be able to make it that 30 minutes. So I whittled it all the way down to 5 minutes. And I was like, yes, I can do 5 minutes, you know. And so I don't know how quickly it transitioned, you know, but I was deliberately pursuing him in that way. And I don't know how quickly the transition happened, but as I began to purposefully do that, it wasn't long before I longed for that time to be quiet and to listen for his voice. So I say that to encourage you, if you've never tried that, if you're like me and you were just used to blah, 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 you know, just talking to God and praying and asking for, you know, instead of listening. So if you're trying to pursue him in that way, I encourage you, keep doing it. Just keep doing it. He's faithful. He loves you. He has so much to share with you, so much to say to you. So he wants to share his heart with you. And we have to be able to listen, though, you know, not go la, 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 you know. And also another way, which is really good, too, I started journaling. And actually, I started journaling right before I went to Mozambique in Africa, you know, in Africa several years ago. And Chuck, who was our team leader when we were meeting before the trip, he really encouraged us to start journaling. And I don't think I had done it up until that point. And I remember it was like, wow, you put your pen to a paper and you start writing your prayers and writing your, you know, and all of a sudden you're seeing him write to you, you know. It's really beautiful. And I would recommend, highly recommend, journaling too. And I remember that, like, within the first week or so after the hospital, I heard him say, find Maria and have her pray for you. And I was like, wow, a task. Find Maria and have her pray for me. Yay. And then I thought about it for 2 seconds and it was like, okay, wait a minute. Maria. I knew Maria back in the church that I had gotten saved in. And that was in 1984, and I hadn't seen her in over 20 years at that point, and she was like 80 or 90 back then, and I'm thinking, is she alive? You know, like, I don't know where to even look, you know, but then in my heart, it's like, okay, you told me to. Okay, so I'm going to pursue that, and I still didn't know how I could because even the church had dissolved, you know, so, but, you know, I said yes, and then like a day or so later, this friend of ours just happens to call. You know, he traveled all over the world as a merchant marine, and I knew him from that church. And he was in town, and he gave me a call. And I was like, oh, my gosh, Frank, do you remember where Maria, you know, you heard anything? And he was like, oh, I haven't heard anything. But he goes, but I ran into someone the other day, and they brought her up. in conversation. And he knew exactly where she was. So it was really cool. And I was able to pack up and go to that nursing home, you know, and Maria prayed for me. But it, again, it was that, yes, you know, I'm pursuing him. And then he speaks to me. And then I pursue, you know, say yes. And he's there in the yes, you know. But you might be saying, you know, here we go, talking about studying, talking about reading your Bible, praying, soaking, you know, and journaling and all that. It's all time that I can't seem to find. And I really want to encourage you today that there is time. And time that you spend seeking him, developing that relationship, hearing his voice, you will never regret it. There's a lot of people that regret things in their life. Oh, I spent so much time pursuing this job or doing this or doing that. I've never heard anybody say, you know what? I just sought God so much. What a waste. You know, no one says that. It's all in preparation, you know, in eternity. I mean, that brings us right into eternity, our relationship with him. He's so good. And one thing I want to say about soaking, or even any time that you are trying to quiet your mind. I didn't know this at the time, but the scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, says, taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. So the thoughts that you have, I know I was saying that about soaking, but the thoughts that you have that hinder you, that say you don't have time, you want to sleep 20 more minutes, or no, you want to go do this, right? All those thoughts that hinder you, I would take them captive. Do what the Word of God says. Take those thoughts captive to the obedience of Christ. God wants to spend time with you. He wants to share his heart with you. And anything that says otherwise in your life, you need to take that thought captive to the foot of the cross. Even if you just, a lot of times I just take scripture and I'll just sit there and just say that scripture over and over until poof, it's gone. Has anybody seen the first Kung Fu Panda movie? It's amazing how they put things in movies that makes you, sometimes I'm in the movie theater or watching a movie with my kids and it's a cartoon, dun, 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 you know. Sometimes I think, how will I survive this? You know, but my child wanted to see it or whatever. But they say some profound things, you know. And I was in the movie theater watching that and I was like, wow, you know, and I wrote it down. But if you could put that up there. Master Oogway said this to the panda. Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That's why it's called the present. You know, this day, today, we all woke up because you're here, right? You had breath in your body. Right there is a reason to say thank you, God. Thank you that I'm alive today. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your amazingness, right? Right off the bat. Psalm 118, verse 24 says, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, it's a choice. Right? The first part says, this is the day the Lord has made. That's true, right? That day. But the next part is a declaration. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. And right there, it's a choice to rejoice. It's a choice to be glad in that day. And I bet you that there are a few of you here, that there are some people in your life that would be really happy if you chose to rejoice and be glad in it. So each day when you wake up, it is a gift. So seek him, you know, each day. You know, some friends of mine, I know we're talking about time and busyness, but some dear friends of mine, you told me a while ago, we are going to have a New Year's party. And I was like, all right. And they are so busy that they had it January 16th. And I love them. And I went, and there was a couple there, and I was talking to the wife, and just right in the middle of our conversation, she says, "You know, when my husband and I wake up," she said, "every morning we read our Bible, we pray, and then we sit there and we ask God, what would you like us to do today?" And she said that their life has been an adventure and they're busier than ever. You know, at the time, I didn't even think to ask. I thought about it when I got home. I was like, do they have jobs? You know, I'm thinking. And then, like 2 seconds later, it was like, it didn't matter if they had jobs. You know, it's not like you go to work, you're getting out of your car, and Jesus is in the car, and he says, okay, I'll be waiting for you when you get off. You know, have a good day. You know, he doesn't. He's with you all the time. And so waking up and inviting him and welcoming, you know, worshiping him and inviting him into your day. What do you want me to do? He knows you have a job or don't have a job. He knows everything about you. And none of that can hinder him. There might be someone at your job that he wants to say something to, you know, someone at your job that he, and he might put it on your heart that morning. You know what? You need to buy Susie lunch. You know what? Bring in this little gift for so-and-so. Hey, can, you know, give that person a hug, right? But it's being open, you know, inviting him into our day. Not, I mean, I know, yes, we meet with him in the night watches, and I'm not disputing that at all. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes when we get up and our busyness, you know, all of a sudden you get up out of bed and everything, boom, boom, everything tumbles over you. I got a doctor appointment, got this, you know, the laundry, you know, all this. So that's what, I mean, personally, meeting him in the morning and inviting him into your day kind of changes even your perspective of the day. He's good. You know, what I loved about that couple, they're busy, right? They're busy, but they're busy doing the things that he showed them to do. That day, who does that remind you of? Jesus. He said, the things that I do, it's because he showed me to do them. Let me read you a few scriptures about seeking him. This is only a few. If you want to have a good time, look up the word seek or pursue or, you know, in the Bible, and you will just find all these scriptures. This is just a few. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God. Deuteronomy 4:29 says, you will search for the Lord your God, and you will find him when you seek him with all your heart and all your soul. Excuse me. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 11, says, seek his face always. Psalm 27 says, when you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Seek my face. Isn't that so intimate? Isn't that beautiful? He tells us, seek my face. You know, this week, just so happened, I ran across an article. And in it, they were talking about this research that they did. And what they did is they took, like, several couples. And they were random couples. Like, one couple was married 55 years. One couple was married 2 years. One couple, you know, been going out a month, and then there was a couple that had never met before. And so what they were tasked to do is they were to go into a room by themselves, you know, for the study, and they had the chairs facing each other, And they were to sit in those chairs, don't touch each other, don't say anything. In silence, look into each other's eyes for 4 minutes. And the study definitely proved what they were going after in it. And which they believe they were going after, you know, would you feel a closeness or a connectedness with someone if you gazed into their eyes for 4 minutes? And it definitely proved it. The one that I loved the most was the 55-year-old couple. When they were done, the wife said, you know, out of our 55 years of marriage, I don't think I've ever looked into my husband's eyes. I don't think we've ever done that, our entire marriage. And then the husband said of her, he said, when I was looking into her eyes, he said, I realized how much I need her. That happened in 4 minutes of gazing into each other's eyes. You know, and Jesus says, seek my face. He's so good. You know, in 1 Chronicles chapter 28, it says, if you seek him, he will be found by you. In Hebrews 11:6, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Some of us, that might be really important to ask ourselves, God, you know, or even say it, you know, God, I believe that you exist. Even though sometimes we might not act like that, you know what I mean? But it's good even to ask God that, you know. Check yourself, you know. And the word seek, that means desire, inquire, investigate, to worship, to search out in worship or prayer, or by the extreme meaning, to search for with difficulty in the effort. He's worth it. Even if there's difficulty in the effort, he's worth it. You know, and a good reason that you should seek him is to know him. In John 10, it talks about, you know, Jesus is talking about the sheep and the shepherd, right? And how the sheep hear the voice of the shepherd, and that he leads them out to the good grass, out to the good water. He protects them. He leads them in and out. And it says that the sheep hear the voice of the shepherd. They recognize that it's him. And because of that, they will not follow the voice of a stranger. And then he goes on in that chapter to say, I am the great shepherd, and you are my sheep. So see, he really wants you to know his voice. So he wants us to not only hear his voice, but to recognize it's him, and it's his voice, so we can follow him. You know, Adam, let me read this. In Genesis 3:8, it says, when the cool evening breezes were blowing, the man and his wife heard the Lord God walking about in the garden. They heard him, and they knew it was him. They knew his sound. In my house, I have a wooden floor in my kitchen, and I can be in the living room. You can't even see the kitchen from the living room, and I can be all the way in the living room. But my son Isaac, this was a few years ago, I would hear this sound. I could hear. He has a little sweepy, kind of a little sweepy sound to his feet when he walks on that floor. And I could be all the way in the other room, and I'd hear that sound in the kitchen, and I would go, Isaac, get out of the kitchen, no snack. And then I'd hear, psh, 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 leaving the kitchen. I'm sure that a few times he was probably like looking around like,
how does she know that?
You know, like, how does she know I'm in here? And you know what? It's because I've hung around him for so long. I know his sound. And again, God desires that intimacy with us. You know, one time I was in here, the pastor's wives were having a conference, and I remember where I was, because when God speaks to you, you know, like just drops in on you, you remember like right where you were at, you know, and I was over there, and Victoria Moore, who's absolutely got the most amazing voice, she was leading worship, and I remember in worship, we were singing this song about wanting more of God, and I remember I was just like, you know, I was just singing to him, God, I want more of you. I'm sparing you my singing voice. I'm telling you what I said. Okay, so I am like, but he loves my voice. So. But I was like, God, I want more of you. More of you. And right then, he sang to me and said, I want more of you. You know, there were places in my heart that he wanted to reach, that I was holding back from him. He's so good. You know, even our praises, he inhabits our praises. Daddy. Yeah, Daddy! Yeah. Yes. You know, in John 15, Jesus said, abide in me, and I will abide in you. And he also said, abide in my love. Think about that like for 1 second. Isn't that a crazy thought? Abide in my love. That is so beautiful. And the word abide there means, there's a few meanings, to stay in a given place, to continue, to dwell, to remain, to be present. So I'm going to put a few of those words in place of the word abide. So listen. Continue in me, and I will continue in you. Dwell in me, and I will dwell in you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. Be present in me, and I will be present in you. You know, the encouragements in the Bible, and even, you know, Jesus saying it, right, about seeking him and pursuing him, if it were not possible, he would not have said it. Sometimes we have to, you know, again, taking those thoughts captive, or even think about, you know how, have any of you taken the FPU, the Financial Peace University? Right. They always say, you know, you're like, oh, I don't have enough money to save. And they're like, okay, we're going to change your thoughts on that. We're going to, right? So even our intimacy with God, there is time. We just need to maybe make some changes and allow him to renew our mind, take those thoughts captive that are pulling us away, and then be bold and take those steps. You know, our desire for more of him makes us go like this, and he's there. He's there. And he just opens up all kinds of things. He's so good. I'd like for all of you to just close your eyes, and we're going to play a song. Okay, so just listen to these words. It's just simple, simple, and pure.
See?
how the Bible tells us that, you know, even in the midst of the troubles, right? Even when everything is slurpy going on in our life, right? He says, worship me. He says, praise me in the middle of it. And I remember one of those times, it was like I was just worshiping him. And my head was down. I mean, I just heavy stuff. And I literally, tangibly just felt him grab my chin. And he lifted my head. And he was saying, look at me. I'm the lifter of your head. You know, he is the answer to everything. Everything. And some of the hardest times to worship him and seek him is when we're really going through it and there's a lot of rah, rah, rah this way, right? But that's the time even more that we need to be worshiping him, because we're getting it right, you know, the focus, right, instead of staring here. And he just, I know all of you can probably raise your hand at this. How many, you know, when you seek him, he just kind of takes care of this stuff, right? You know, he is our everything. He's our healer. He's our redeemer. He's our strength. He's our peace. We don't have to try to make that happen. He is everything that we need. You know, in Psalm 118, verse 28 says, for you will light my lamp. You know, there have been times in struggles and stuff that it's like, I just feel like it's been snuffed out. And I read that scripture and it was like, God, you light my lamp. You light my lamp. And he's so faithful. He's so faithful. You know, Jesus took time for intimacy with the Father. And in John 17, you know, he prayed for us that we would know that same intimacy. You know, we were created by him for relationship with him. So I just want to pray for you. Let's bow our heads. Holy Spirit, I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for what you have already done this morning. And I thank you for what you're doing and for what you're going to continue to do in the hearts of all of us. That you are going to fan that flame. And God, for some of us, they'll even hear you singing at night over them. So God, I thank you that you rekindle the passion in their heart for you. And for even the ones that are just on fire and passionate for you, God, that you would bring them to a new level, because there's always more in you. And Lord, even for some people here that may feel like, I don't even have a flame. I've never had a relationship with him. I just want to encourage you. Just tell him. Tell him you want to know more about him. Tell him to show you he's real. He loves you. He died for you. And he wants to be in relationship with you. So Father, I thank you for holy fire in this place. I thank you that 2017 is a year of reignition, because there's more. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. I was going to, Kim, 1 second, you can grab that mic. You know, Pastor Harold had talked about, last week he talked about a 2017 letter. Do y'all remember that? You know how people send you the letters, 2016. This is what our family did. And you're like, you know, you look at it and you're like, whoa. But your 2017 letter about your intimacy with God. The end of this year, let that be I drew near to God, and he drew near to me. So Kim, could you pray for us?
Jesus, thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Abba. Thank you for the great privilege you've given us to love you. Thank you for the awesome honor that we get to love you, God, that you chose us. You look through time and you chose us and picked us, God, for such a time as this. Thank you, Jesus. We love you so much, Jesus. We love you so much, Jesus, your beautiful face. I thank you, God, that you will draw us closer to you, Lord God. It is your desire to know us and to be known by you, Lord God. We thank you. Draw us, Lord. Draw us this week, even that it would be just a week of vacation and just floating in your river, Lord. Thank you, God, that we would just, Jesus, just be with you, Lord. Draw us into your presence. Draw us, and I pray our hearts would just be melted in your beauty, Lord God, that we would know you and be more intimate with you, Lord God, and just hear the whispers you put in our ears, Lord, and then you lean your ear down that we can whisper our thoughts into your ear. Thank you for that, God. Thank you for the privilege to know you and to love you. So I just bless us today, Lord. I bless our lives. I bless our relationship with you, God, that it would be beyond our wildest expectations. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Kim. So I just want to declare over you, be free to pursue intimacy. Be free in Jesus' name.